Blog Talk Radio.
Happy birthday. Yeah. We want to dedicate this song to everyone who has a birthday today. And that means you and you and you and you. Because having a birthday is a special occasion. And we hope you have a happy celebration and a many, many more to come.
is born via Tribe Family Channel. We are here to celebrate the birth of your book. We are a Gumbo for the Soul international family brand. Our nationwide lineup of seasoned authors, along with our generous sponsors, have teamed up to bring right content and relatable dialogue for your listening pleasure. So grab a good seat and prepare to feast as we dish out this serving of gumbo. You won't leave hungry. Our special guest speaker today is author Paulette Henson to discuss her literary journey, and the 411 on where to grab a copy of her new page turner, Daddy Issues. So you can tune in online via blogtalkradio.com/gumbo for the soul, or you can join us live in the studio by calling 563-999-3731. Press 1, and I will see you in our caller queue if you have any questions for our special guest. So, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, I would like to welcome to A Book Is Born, author Paulette Henson. Good day, Queen. How are you?
Yes, good day. I am fabulous. How are you? And how is the family? Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for being here. I'm blessed. And it is a pleasure to be back live on Tribe Family Channel. And I want to thank you for being one of our generous sponsors that helped make this possible. We're going to find out all about your literary journey. And we're going to take it all the way back to the beginning with our questions. So we have a lot of questions lined up, and I know this is going to be a fabulous show. If I ask you anything and you feel like you've already given us the answer in a previous response, just simply expound where you feel best, and we'll just roll with the flow. Sounds great?
It sounds great. Thank you.
It's my pleasure. So my first question is, what motivated you to become a writer?
Well, I started journaling during my college, return to college. I returned to complete first my associate's degree in 2017. And so with doing projects and writing, I enjoyed writing, and so I started journaling my thoughts, and it led to all kinds of thoughts of my past, and I just started writing, and I have notebooks, you know, stencil books of just notes that I've written over the years.
Wow. Journaling is very healing, and it's one of the recommendations that I give to people that may be going through issues. I remember in high school, my good friend and I, we would journal, and very few people really were into the benefits of journaling, but it has just such great healing power, and the introspect that introspect. Plus, you get to go back and see your growth, and that is one of the greatest purposes of journaling, is to get out what is in, what you're holding on to, and having the introspect of learning from where you were then and where you've grown beyond. So that's good to know, good to know. Are there any other writers in your family that would have had any influence or impact on you?
Yes, I would say my grandmother was a teacher, and she was a teacher, and she started a sorority, and she would speak a lot, and so I was her audience, And so in her writing, she would ask me, you know, to comment on how she sounded. And so she was really my inspiration to, you know, write my thoughts down. And you're right, it is a healing because it gives you a chance to release those thoughts, and then you can go back to them and read and you know, think about what you wrote.
Exactly, exactly. My grandmother was a great influence in my life also. I listened to a lot of her stories, being from Louisiana and sharing history, which ultimately is Black history when you think about their experiences and some of the things that they had to rebuff against in this country. So
yes,
kudos to that influence in your life. What college did you go to? What is your field of study?
My field of study is business administration. I have my bachelor's degree. I am going for my master's in October.
All right, now. Congratulations.
Yep.
With that. We're rooting
you
on.
Yes, it's a long time goal. You know, life kind of happened after, you know, my younger years, and I just chose to raise my kids and work. But this, you know, the school thing was always in the back of my mind, like, I got to complete this. So thank you for that.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's very inspiring when anyone returns back to school. It's like, you know, you're doing that for all of us. When we see that tassel turn, hey, that's part of all of us. So we're so thankful and grateful for any and everyone that takes on, you know, higher learning. So how many books have you published?
I published 4 books. I have some other books that are waiting to be published. But I currently have 4 on Amazon at this time.
Wow. Congratulations to that. What's the title
Thank
of your
you.
Latest book? And give us a brief description.
My latest book, Daddy Issues, and a brief description of this book is it's a journey of my realization of my own issues as it relates to my father, my biological father. And so it talks about abandonment. It talks about, you know, death of a parent, me losing my stepfather who stepped in to be that father for me. And it talks about the healing and how I was able to identify what my issues were and then to move forward without being angry.
You know, I want to salute you for going that route towards your healing and embracing what was and what wasn't for a better person in the long run for yourself. I am a daddy's girl, and I'm also a stepfather's girl. I had both in my life, and I didn't have any issues, and I've often reflected that I have so much compassion for anyone that has, no pun intended to your book, Daddy Issues, because mm-hmm. I'm such a daddy's girl and because I was undergirded to such a degree that I would be shattered if I had to imagine my life without the undergirding of my father and my stepfather. I feel that I would be shattered. And so I'm an empath, so I feel the infirmity of another person's heart. So when I run into other women that do not share the same feelings that I do when it comes to our dads, I hurt, and I hurt for other women because of either their pain in their father's absence or their abuses. So I would like for you to tell our listeners a little bit, or read, if you want to, some of your book, Daddy Issues.
Yes. Well, before I read a paragraph, I do want to say that I thank you for your words in regards to that, because I too am a daddy's girl, you know, but with circumstances, you know, my stepdad, he stepped in and he raised me. I wouldn't be the person that I am, you know, but I do have love for my biological father. He is alive, but he's chosen not to be in my life. And so it is crushing, because my stepfather is passed away. And so, you know, having to deal with that as it relates to my adult relationships with, you know, boyfriends. I'm a widowed person now, so, you know, I'm on that scene. However, I have issues with trusting, you know, abandonment. Mm-hmm. And so the book, as I go back to journaling, I wrote, you know, I wrote my feelings on what I feel that a daughter needs from her father, whether he is in the home or not. She needs that covering, that umbrella, that guidance, so that when she gets out in the wild, she has a structure, you know, a pillar to lean to say, hey, you know, I met this guy. I'm going to bring him over. Tell me what you think about him, you know, because as women, you know, we see the physical, you know, the eyes, all that. We don't see what another man would see, a father would see. And so I wrote this to let fathers out there know how important they are to their sons and daughters, you know.
Amen.
Whether they're getting along with the mom or not, it's about their children and their legacy, those children, because the kids will repeat, you know, whatever it is that they saw or didn't see, or they'll get it from the wrong person. And so hopefully it will help daughters or sons to deal with hurtful situations related to their fathers, and to heal from that, and to try to resolve, if possible.
Indeed, indeed.
So, let's see. Okay, so one of my chapters is titled "Don't Blame Yourself," and I wrote this chapter because in some ways, kids will blame themselves of their parents' separations or what have you. And so I'll just read a paragraph. It says, research confirms people who experience any type of abuse, whether it be physical, verbal, neglect, or abandonment, will either be the person doing that behavior or the victim. It is important that you identify which character you play in your situation. Then you can begin your journey of healing. Healing can be painful, as we know. It's the same when you bump your knee or stub your toe. You feel the pain or soreness of that until it's gone. The same ideology would apply when dealing with daddy issues. It's very painful for me. It was very painful for me over the years as I came close to the truth. I realized I could not solve this mystery, this puzzle. I had to allow myself to heal mentally from the trauma of my father's abandonment. I knew there was nothing I had done for this outcome. And I then looked up to God and thanked him for outlining a perfect path for my life because he knew the obstacles that I would face.
Wow. Wow. That is an interesting excerpt, and we are tuned in live on A Book Is Born, Season 8, Episode 4. That was author Paulette Henson reading from her newest book, Daddy Issues. Now, what I took away also from that is a very important message that people understand that it is not the child's fault. And you are speaking from that child's perspective. So I really appreciate, I appreciate you giving that piece of advice that it is not the child's fault. Whatever the vicissitudes of life are that the parents are facing are just that, the vicissitudes of life. They struggle. We all struggle with something. Yes. And so thank you for that. And thank you for your transparency and your honesty. I appreciate that. Now, back on the other side as a writer, what are some of the challenges you faced with writing your story and really getting it out?
As it relates to writing it, what do you mean, get publishing it, that aspect, or
either whatever challenges you faced.
One of my challenges.
Let me just say this to clarify. It can be either with the publishing process or even with your own feelings of, addressing the issues.
Okay. So writing the book, dealing with my own feelings, I literally was in my house it was a holiday weekend. And it had snowed, and so it happened to be Christmas Eve, and I was home alone. And I felt, I was feeling all sorts of feelings, thinking about all sorts of things, and I just buckled down, and I wrote what I was feeling. And I cried, and I played music, I danced, And so when I was done and I reread it, I felt that I had closure and that I was free. And so the challenge of it was going through all of those emotions again and all, and thinking of my relationship, you know, with my husband, my relationship with my second son's dad, and just thinking about who I am, like, as far as, you know, how, my relationships. I cut people off. I can be very cold because it's fearful to step into that vulnerable state where somebody can leave you. And so I had to, one, see a counselor who told me that that was my issue. And so when he told me that, the tears were just flowing because he had unlocked the key. I didn't know what it was. I just knew I was mad about something, and I knew it had to do with, you know, my father, but I couldn't put it into words. And so when I was finally able to put it into words, it was a cleansing. And honestly, I was renewed, and I forgave, and I was able to just jump into my zone, you know.
Wow.
And yes.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's beautiful to hear that the tears flowed, but they were tears that were healing. You were having that release of pent-up emotions and feelings, and that someone actually identified with what you were going through so much so that they were able to, you know, enlighten you and help you through. And I hope that your words and your book and your, you know, transparency today does the same for someone else. Ladies and gentlemen, you're live on Tribe Family Channel. A Book Is Born. My phenomenal guest is author Paulette Henson, discussing her newest addition to her literary journey, Daddy Issues. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we will be right back after this message.
You know the name.
You saw their story on Unsung.
You remember the hits.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for the legendary Shylight Victory.
For over 50 years, the legendary Shylights have performed all over the world to standing room only crowds.
And now here's a brand new book
from the only original remaining member of this fabulous group.
The book is entitled Last Man Standing by Marshall Johnson, which chronicles the group's rise to fame with two number one hits and dozens of Billboard top 10 hits. The Shylights were forced to be reckoned with. Last Man Standing is the story of a personal side of a man who sang about love, romance, and dreams. It will have you laughing out loud one moment and tearing at your heartstrings the very next. Last Man Standing by the legendary Marshall Johnson. Available at Barnes & Noble, Amazon, and eBooks.
Welcome back live on Tribe Family Channel, A Book Is Born. I am Beverly Black, and I am the creator of Gumbo for the Soul, the home of Tribe Family Channel. We encourage you to visit our website, www.gumboforthesoulinternational.com, to take part in our current calls for submissions. We have 5 open calls for submissions, and we have a book dropping this fall to mark 64 years in entertainment by the Shylights, called Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson of the Shylights. The foreword is by Dr. Otis Williams of the Temptations. They are both the last men standing in their respective groups. And we are going to return now to our author interviewing Paulette Henson. Now, I want to ask you, are there any things you would have done differently in your writing journey?
No. I think other than, you know, I could have elaborated more and made the book longer, but number one, most of us, we don't like to read. And so I wanted this to be a read where it's so intense that you can't put it down. And it's not that long. So you can read the entire thing and, you know, get messages from it. That would be the only thing, which, you know, the comments that I've received is to write another edition, you know, to go into other details, because in some of my feedback, I've gotten, you know, people that have daddy issues, but in other ways. You know, related to maybe a separation, and the kids are blaming the mom because the dad is not in the home, and so it's really interesting how it evolves, and everyone that I've spoken to can either know someone or they can pick something from it and relate to it. And so that would be my only drawback, is to put more into it, put more and just get deeper into certain subjects.
Okay. Well, now, I'm a person that loves to read, so I do hope that the listeners that are connecting with you will be those that love to read. I know you just mentioned that most of us do not like to read, but I like to push back and say I love to read. I have over 500 books sitting right behind me on these bookshelves. Ooh. And I am also an avid reader with the leader of the Tougaloo Nine. He is 85 years young. His name is Dr. Joseph Jackson Jr. And the books that we read tend to be 300 pages around that, you know, area, deep into Black history. So I am hoping that, you know, the minds will be changed and that readers would be stimulated to engage more, because reading is half the battle. It's 95% of education, be it mathematics, science, or otherwise. If you cannot read, you will not come out with a solid education. So, ladies and gentlemen, you tuned in to A Book Is Born live on Tribe Family Channel with my guest, the phenomenal author, Paulette Henson. Now, who are some of your favorite authors?
Oh, wow. Let me go grab my book, my list of books. Actually, one of my favorite authors that I've been reading recently is Gabrielle Union. She's written a couple of books. Michelle Obama. I'll pick random books to read about people. And then I've been in school, so I've been reading a lot of textbook, academic books.
Wow. All right. And what subjects in school help shape your views in terms of continuing to academically go down that path of the textbooks? Are there any particular, like, say you are a business major, do you feel that that is what shaped an interest in the technical books?
Yes. I actually started in my 20s. I started a business with one of my best friends. We started a clothing business. And she graduated from UCLA at that time. This is probably 30 years ago, maybe 35. And so I learned everything about business really from her. I went on to own a salon and some other businesses, but I didn't have the certification. And so, again, that was my goal, to get that certification so that I could facilitate my businesses, my ideas into businesses.
Awesome, awesome. So, do you write full time at this time? I know you're returning to school, but are you a full-time writer, or do you work outside of writing? Some people have turned writing into a career. Are you one of those?
I would consider myself a full-time writer. I am always writing. If I'm not writing physically, then I'm recording verbal or audio notes on my phone, and then I can transfer that to manuscript. And so I've been writing, working on my next project, as well as doing some content writing for different medias.
Awesome, awesome. When you say that you are writing full time now, are you self-published, or are you writing through a publishing house, or represented by a literary agent?
So I am an independent. I published my book through Amazon, which allows for an independent writer, and they provide, you know, your ISBN number and your credential in order to sell your book.
Okay. What are some of the other titles and books that some of our listeners can look for you by under your
okay.
Amazon?
So under my Amazon book library, I have, of course, Daddy Issues. There is also 2020 America at War, We the People. That book is my recollection of all the events that happened during 2020, the pandemic, you know, and all of the political issues that happened as well. In addition, Layla Goes to Dance Class, a children's book I wrote for my granddaughter who is taking dance class, and I thought that it's a good kids book. I'm really enjoying writing children's books. I'm sort of leaning to that as well. And my the other book that's published is called Entrepreneurs and Small Businesses Meet Global Marketing. And that book is really for a small business. It's more like a pocket guide for a new person that's getting into business, and they just want to learn some of the basics of technology and what some of the lingo is, you know, how to facilitate your own shop, that type of thing online.
All right. So you are in the teaching mode when it comes to a publication like that. So we definitely appreciate any and all support that others can benefit from when it comes to what you're doing in your own journey. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning in, we are live with Paulette Henson, author of so many books. She is an entrepreneur, a public speaker, business consultant, and you would want to get in touch with her at Henson Business Services and Consulting. She is the founder and CEO. Now, you have a podcast show yourself called Let's Talk About It. So let's talk about it. What do you do on your show? What types of guests do you generally have? And what is your show about?
Yes. So I started Let's Talk About It about 7 years ago. The show is about current events. I talk about news. I try not to get too political, but if the news pushes that, then I will voice, you know, a general opinion. I also talk about sports. I love sports. So I talk about, you know, whatever the trending stories are in basketball, football, and baseball. And then I have a business section where I talk about marketing, how to start your business. I just sort of give tutorials on different aspects of business. Things that I feel that can help people to grow their business. And throughout the show, I'll try to find music that relates to what I'm talking about. A lot of old school music does, so I do use a lot of that. And so as far as guests, I've had Michael Powell, who was an Olympic world record holder in track, gold medalist. So I've had him on. I'm going to schedule him on again to just encourage people to get into exercise and possibly track running and, you know, push up to an Olympic status. I've had teachers. I had a dean of a college, which happens to be here supporting me now, and she's been on the show and is always, you know, there for me. So I try, the show is weekly, and it's just, it's a new show. So it's fun. It talks about what's going on in the neighborhood. It's enlightening.
All right. That is interesting because it, you know, your show sounds like it covers everything, you know. Like when we used to open up the newspaper and we'd see, you know, the news headlines, we'd see lifestyle opinions, the sports section. You have everything but the comics. But it just sounds like, you know, you've covered the entire spectrum, and I imagine that it's a very interesting show. I am familiar with Michael Powell. If we're talking about the same one. So congratulations to you on your radio show as well. Now, where do
you
see yourself? You're welcome. Where do you see yourself as a writer in the next year or two?
I see myself with, you know, 10 or 15 books in a year or so. I'm always thinking of titles, or I'm thinking of situations, and I'm like, oh, hey, that would be a good title for this subject that I'm writing about. And so it's just really expanding and sharing my thoughts on various subjects, and I feel that I have so much information in my head that I want people to know, you know, things. And so, you know, when I decide that I'm going to write a book on a specific subject, I want the reader that when they read the book, that they'll feel more confident about that subject.
Exactly. And it's really good to be in the position where you control the narrative and you're able to convey the truth and speak truth to power. Yes. For our readers. That's what I really enjoy about being a publisher myself. I have written on literacy, education, adoption, foster care, women's health, men's health, and my own memoir. And we have books forthcoming. Suicide is not the answer. More books. Thank you. Yes. And so it is very important to, you know, be a vehicle for others through our gifts. And writing is a healing tool. Going back to the beginning of this interview, you said that you used to journal. And so let's go back to your roots journaling. And when you look back on what you've journaled in the past and where you stand today, what have you assessed about yourself in terms of your own healing? What has the journaling done for you? And what would you recommend others do when it comes to dealing with some of the struggles that you face?
I would say what journaling has done for me when I look back at my notes from years ago is I've seen the growth in myself, and the decision making, the difference between the younger me and this me now is I'm able to formulate my thoughts better, and I'm able to make decisions better without emotions. And so I'm able to control those emotions because I understand, you know, where they come from, the roots of where they came from. And so it is a healing, it's a cleansing. And for anybody that is writing, I had a friend years ago, well, not too long ago, maybe about 3 years ago, who was having some issues with her husband. And I said, well, you know, just get a little book and just write down what you're feeling at that moment. Write it down, because when it's in your head, it's too much. You know, you can't. When you write it on paper and you look at it, then you can kind of think about it. But if it's in your head, you're wrestling with it. And so you need to have a place to put those thoughts and emotions that you're going through. So you can look back at that, and when you're feeling better, and you can say, okay, what was this about? Where was I going with this? Why was I feeling this way? And then you can answer those questions. You can solve little issues that you may experience. So I can't impose upon enough about journaling. It used to be a diary when I was a kid. you know.
Right.
My mom would buy me a diary, and they used to have little locks on them.
You remember those little cute locks and keys? Oh, my goodness.
So
that is
it,
too
it
funny.
Really, it really starts there. You know, it started there. My mom would buy me diary books, and I would just scribble and, you know, write little things, and then it turned into words. And so I just have always done that, not knowing that I was going to use it for my healing, but it is. If you don't have somebody to talk to and you writing, it relieves that, you know. It doesn't replace it, but it will, you know, help you to get through.
Wow. That is so true. That is so true. Now, one of the things that I'm a quotologist, and I basically engineer words into quotes in addition to being obviously a writer and a publisher. And one of my things is that we all know that hurt people hurt people. Well, I like to remind people that everyone is hurting and healing from something. And so when we keep in mind that, you know, we don't know what the next person is going through, and
right.
we can just really give grace to the fact that everyone is going through something and everyone
yeah.
is trying to heal from something, then you can
yeah.
start to, you know, have a little more empathy and understanding for other people, because everyone is hurting and healing from something, including, you know, the author of the quote, myself, whoever's ears may have had
yeah.
been privy to hearing the quote. But, you know, in hopes of everyone really embracing and having a little more patience and empathy for others. So everyone is hurting and healing from something, and that's just really something that we all need to remember. Well, this hour
yes.
has really flown by. I really want to thank you for being my guest and helping to sponsor A Book Is Born. We definitely will have you back on our show. We have some upcoming shows that you will be taking part in. But before we get out of here, you have got to tell our listeners where they can get a copy of your new page turner, where they can connect with you if you have a website or an author's site, or excuse me, author's page, or, you know, somewhere where they can connect with you, even if you want to give out a business email.
Yes. The book is available on Amazon.com, and when you get there, just type in Daddy Issues by Paulette, and it'll pop right up. If I am on Facebook, Let's Talk About It airs every Saturday. All of my other pages are on Facebook as well. My author page, Paulette Henson Author, where you can see Daddy Issues there as well. And then if you want to get in touch with me, my business email is paulette.henson319@gmail.com.
Awesome, awesome. Well, thank you so much once again, Ms. Paulette Henson, for being a guest here on A Book Is Born. Continued success with all your writing endeavors, and I just want to really salute you for your transparency with your book, Daddy Issues. I want to dedicate the next song as we leave out to any and everyone with Daddy Issues. But before I do, I want to invite your submission to our current call at gumbofortheSoul.international.com. I'm Beverly Black. This has been a Tribe Family Channel, Gumbo for the Soul International production. A Book is Born, live on Tribe Family Channel. Be blessed and be a blessing. And this song is dedicated to you.
Thank you. Oh.